Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Asa Lama. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I could just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography Rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stops, only in the color Cobra. I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know you can't meditate.
Hey, Harrell here. Technical difficulties. Man, I was just flapping my lips, and I wasn't even, I was on mute. So, check it out. Big night tonight. Fitness and nutrition, all right? I was just saying that I know nothing about it. I've been sucking on it. But I have been working out a little bit, so we're going to talk about that. We have Phil Hand in the house later. We've got Johnny Motivator in the house later. Hang out and be cool. All right, we'll talk to you.
Touch say it's the Midas. We the plus your man the minus. My team blowing on that clamp. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open.
Your mind, don't shoot, yeah, jump on, jump.
Bad. Y'all, you know, out there, we play that song whenever Phil comes on. That's his song, man. I don't know why it's that one, because, I mean, he's not that bad, right? Is Michael Jackson bad? That's pretty bad, dude, if you're claiming that bad, because Michael Jackson's bad. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty bad.
You are pretty bad. Did you see the KPX schedule?
I did. I like
cool,
it.
Cool. Right? Now you can start planning.
Oh, I'm planning. I got right on it.
Good. So you are definitely going to be our flag man for that. Or should I even say that out loud?
I think so. I don't think it's 100% yet. I haven't signed any paperwork or anything, but I'm planning on it.
Let's get this boy a contract.
Yeah. They sent me the schedule.
We just want six figures.
I'm moving forward with it, so.
Right.
I'm planning on being there.
Nice. Nice, nice. I love that. I love it when you're flagging. I got something to do every lap. Look at you and make eyes or
yeah.
Do something. But anyways,
yeah.
Man,
hey,
I started a little
bit. White flag yet?
Right. That's
a. That's That's the one I'm looking for.
Like, dude, throw the flipping flag already. Why are you messing with us and keeping us out here longer?
Because I can. I'm bad.
Right? Right, you're bad. When you got the flag in your hand, you're bad. You definitely are. But we might have to do something with that KPX. Got to have that song playing. You know what I mean? When they introduce. But anyways,
I'll come out with the smoke. Come out from a smoke screen and playing that song.
Right.
With my flag.
Right, and call you the Magic Man.
Yeah.
Now you see me. Now you don't. But are you getting excited?
I'm totally excited. When I started seeing all the schedules come out for all the tracks, I was getting pretty excited. It's like it's almost time already again. Seasons are just got finished, and it's like already anticipation for next season already. And I think a lot of people have that anticipation already, and it's like, oh, all right, I'm ready. Let's do this.
And it's only a few months away. They only give you a little few months break, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we get through the holidays and then a couple of the early months, and we're right back in it again.
Mm-hmm. I'm down, though. I'm ready. Actually, I'm not quite ready.
Yeah, no, we got something coming up, don't we? I think we got, like, an enduro race or something coming up here.
And there's a race this weekend at Atwater, too. This weekend at Atwater.
Last club race or something?
It's their triple thing.
A special race.
I think it's a special race. Garwood, Mad Dog Motorsports, was telling me about it. And it's like they do the oval, the big track, the little track, and the dirt, and the paved oval or something. I don't know. Something like that. It's called the Triple Crown or something like that. Something trippy.
What?
Yeah.
I might have to look into that.
Do you flag up there too?
No, I haven't been over there yet.
I've never been there either. It's kind of a trek. I guess it's in between Stockton and Fresno.
No, I've been there. I just haven't flagged there. It's
how
kind
far,
of far for me.
Was it about a couple hours?
Well, I think it's a couple hours. I passed it on the way to when I was going to Fresno.
Right.
So,
and that took three?
How long
did it take? Come in. People knocking on the door.
Took me 3 hours.
3 hours? Took us more, I think.
That's me.
Yeah. Because it took us a minute, you know. I mean, I was towing trailer, though, and stuff. But I think we go to Sim Raceway this weekend. Oh, it's going to be raining both days, dude. Do we go drive in the rain?
No.
What do you mean no?
Not for practice.
What do you mean no? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'll go local, though. I wonder if Alex Keys is in town.
Track.
Yeah, I wonder if Alex Keys is in town. He's the one that was telling me, you go out in the rain, you can learn to drive in the rain, you can be good anywhere. So that's a huge freaking thing to learn, you know?
No, it is. It's fun too. It's just the cleanup afterwards, you know. You get moisture.
Yeah, but I got a couple buddies that are gonna. Oh yeah.
You know, you got just a lot of maintenance after the fact, you know, and it's fun to go do it and have fun, but just be prepared to be ready to clean your car as soon as you're done. Otherwise it just gets hammered, you know, it messes things up.
Right.
You get all that water out of the engine and stuff.
Yeah, bud, we're looking at rain. November 26th and 27th. All week. Next week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday. 70% chance. The next
what about race weekend? What about the enduro race
chance.
Weekend?
It says 26th and 27th, rain. Will they run that thing in the rain?
I believe so. I've seen in the rules that the rain tires are open.
Oh, right.
So I'm glad you held on to that set, right?
Yeah,
still have that set.
I did.
Okay, good.
Yep, I got an extra set too, but I only got one front.
That's all we need. We'll run a slick on the other side.
Well, I got two for us. I got three fronts and a bunch of rears. So probably go drive in the rain this weekend. I've got a few banquets I got to go to. That's what I got going. I think it's this weekend or is it the weekend after? Might be next weekend. Might be race weekend. I think Friday and maybe Saturday night. Is the race Sunday or Saturday?
The enduro race?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's Saturday. I'm not 100% on that.
Is it the 26th?
I believe I marked Saturday on the schedule.
Yeah, 26th is a Saturday. So that means Friday we got to go out there and try to get some practice in, or one day during the week or something. I don't know.
Friday?
You know,
Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. I got to work. Some of us have to work.
Well, I do too, but I'm going to take the day off probably.
No, I can't do that. I'm good enough. I don't need practice. I've been exercising.
It's going to be sunny too Friday.
Of course.
I need to go there Friday. I need to go Friday. Because I don't – what track is it? I forget the track. What they said that was going to be the professional or something?
The professional Grand Prix or something? I don't know. Something like that.
Is that what it was? I don't – I might be just being dumb. You never know. I've been known.
It did say professional something. I forget what it said exactly.
All right. So I wasn't too far off base. Anyways, there's a big race coming up in 2 weeks in Sonoma. And Phil's going to run it with us. And we've got another driver, too. And we can we tell him who our ace in the hole is yet?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why not? We can let him start shaking right now.
Right. Because I'm going to drive minimal because we have a – I've got two phenomenal drivers on my team and one, like, not phenomenal driver. That's me. But John Bann, I don't know if everybody probably knows John Bann. He's the race director out of Blue Max and a buddy of ours. And Phil Hanno. So I got these two on my team. We're going to do a three-pack, and we're going to go win this thing. We're going to go take it. That's what I'm planning on anyways. I'm planning on winning. So –
I think we got a good strategy. We're good. I think we're going to win too.
I mean, we do. We got second in the last one at our track. Remember? John was in my cart even. So he's got some time in my cart.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
We've got
right?
Me and him have been talking about some strategy already too, so we're
What strategy?
Keep you out of the cart as long as possible. I think we can get you in there 30 minutes.
I won't take 30 minutes to do 20 laps, I don't think.
Well,
I hope.
We're going to give you a little bit of extra time. We're going to let you at least get your money's worth.
It's only $40, dude. That's 20 lapper.
Yeah?
You know where we start? We start. It's a draw, too, for the
lineup. I know. I've seen that. I've seen that P pick. That's great. I love that stuff. That'll mix the whole group up.
Right?
You'll be having people coming from the back. And then groups like us that, you know, we got a couple of secrets up our sleeve. We don't want to let everyone know. But
no, we don't talk about that. But we definitely are strategizing, you know. I mean, it's a three-hour race. So we've got some... I don't know, it's a long race, but, you know, it's going to be in the rain, too. We better gear up. Have your rain gear going, because it is going to be rainy.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Hopefully it's not in between. You know what I mean? Like, half of this and half of that. You know what I'm saying?
That would throw a little corkscrew into everything. That would be kind of cool, actually. depending on if you got to run in the dry or the rain.
Well, that's what happened in Reno, right? They had some up and downs. They like was raining, then it wasn't. And some people went out on slicks, then it started pouring. They were out on slicks, and right, something like that happened.
Yep, that would make or break you.
Right, so you're looking at the Doppler. You know what I mean? You're trying to see where the cell's going to come in at, if it's going to rain or not. I mean, there's a lot to it.
Hey, strategy. Keep it on the down low.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Right, you can't tell people that we're watching the weather. But I'm really excited for that race. I think this weekend we'll try to go for a little bit out. And I mean, what? I just got to take the cart apart and run oil through it. Change the oil.
Pretty much.
You know? Yeah. And if I have a good cover over the air cleaner. What was the two Pepsi bottles they were using? Did you see that setup that Kemp was talking about?
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that in the past. I know exactly what to do on that.
All right, well, you're going to have to come over and check me out, because if you can't go this weekend, I'm going to try to you can go. You just don't want to clean up the cart. I'll clean up the cart.
That's fine. Yeah, no, I'm cool. I'll be out there with you.
Right, and I really think we should go to Sonoma so we can get that track. They won't be open, huh?
You have to find out. Call your buddy. Find out.
Your buddy? That's Casey. Good dude. Casey's all right, man. He's all right in my book.
But, you should give him a holler and see what's up. I don't think our partner would be able to make it out of town.
Right.
But
right. He doesn't need practice.
I've never driven that track, so I would not have a problem going there.
Really, you never have? Never ever.
Nope.
Wow.
I've been there many times. I've wrenched on carts there. I know the track. I just never
did. You know how to make a cart go fast there. Right? But the driver's another story, but
well,
I think we do.
Keep you out.
I'll have to talk to my lady and see what's planned for the weekend. I'm not sure if I think I got some banquets. I got a bunch of banquets coming up.
For football?
Football. Yeah, two football banquets and a volleyball for Sambo. Sambo's going out for soccer right now. They got a tryout, so there's a lot of kids in these sports, a ton of kids. So she's like, but she's a badass. She'll be gonna be fine. I'll be surprised if she doesn't get JV. I yank her up to JV, just because she's tough. Her mom told me that she already took down two girls, took them both to the ground. They tried to sandwich her and smash her, and they both fell on the ground and were rolling. And she said, "What? Whoops." She's good like that. But she also grew up with brothers that are 6'3", 250 pounds of sophomores in high school. You know what I mean? So, yeah, she's going to be a little tough, Ian. Think of the mom. You got to see this picture. She got a picture when we were at the football game, and they are just look tiny. They look like midgets standing next to these two boys. It's funny. It's like, man. A friend of hers, too, has a couple boys that play, and she's just tiny too. It's like, how do you little tiny girls make such huge dudes, you know? It's like, man, they're big. But I had a good weekend, man. It was fun. Went out to Shasta kart track. Coolest track out there, dude. It's out at the end of this dirt road. Like, but you've been there?
Yeah. We ran a NorCal race. NorCal shifter race there.
Gotcha. That's a decent shifter track, huh?
Uh-huh. No, it's a really nice track. It, like you said, going out there, it's kind of like you drive down these little road, and you're like head back. You're like, where are we? Are we going the right way? And then,
right?
Sure enough, pull up, and it's a sweet little track.
Like little slice of heaven out there, dude. I mean, it was a sweet little track, dude. I first got there, and I was the only one there, you know, and I'm like, when I first got out there, I'm driving around the track, just kind of trying to scope things out, and there's so many configurations, like 11 or 12 configurations or something, or, I mean, it was kind of gnarly. And then, so I picked, you know, I made a track, and we just threw in this one little other section, you know, from what I was driving on Saturday. I just went out for a few hours. Jackie actually got to get in the cart and spin some laps, and I just did like, you know, maybe 15 laps because we had a football game we had to be at. So, but I just went for a little bit. And the next day we went out for a few hours. I got to get some laps and I was racing with some animal motors. One guy had me, the other guy had nothing. And I didn't even really know the track. So I had their number. Uh-oh, I hope they're not listening. I'm just kidding you guys. Nah, but if I could add a little more time and plus Phil, those animals, you know how they don't hit the rev limiter forever. Them things are just keep pulling. It was crazy. I hit that rev limiter, bop, 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 and they'd go brrrr, and just keep pulling. It's like, oh, man, then I have to reel them in on all the corners, you know. One dude was pretty quick. I gave away a set of tires while I was there. You'd have been proud of me. This dude had bald tires, and he's trying to tune his cart. I'm like, dude, you're tuning. You're chasing your tail right here. You got tires with cords showing everywhere, and you can't really tune to that, homie. Yeah. So I'm all, you don't have no other tires? I'm all, I got some tires for you. You want some tires? He goes, I don't have no money with me today. I'm all, I didn't ask you for any money. Do you want some tires? And I went over and gave him some tires, man. The ones I got out at Dixon from Taylor.
Right on.
I said, you know how much I paid for these tires? He goes, how much? I said, I didn't pay anything. So that's how much I want from you.
That's cool.
They couldn't believe that I was giving them tires. They were like, dude, these are like brand new. Well, they're brand new compared to your cords, but they're not brand new. I mean, someone already raced these and just throwing them out, you know. I told Taylor, if you're listening out there, Taylor, we still got to sign a contract for Evenco's next year. All right, I want all your takeoffs. Him in Manchester, I'll be getting new tires every few races. I think I bought one pair set of new tires, Phil, this year. That's it. One set.
Well, the good thing with everybody running the same tire this season is going to be there's going to be a lot more tires going around. There might be a few more extra practice sets for people to use that are on the economy budget, you know?
Yeah, that's me. What?
That's me too.
What do you?
I'm all about.
How's
that.
There gonna? Yeah, I mean, to me, I mean, you guys listen to this because I mean, I haven't had a set go off on me yet. I really haven't, you know. I still got 5 sets in my garage that I could put on and I can run for, you know, I don't know how much longer. A couple more days, practice days, easy. You know, full days. It's like, man, I don't know. I got some hours worth of driving out there in that garage. And I got one decent set that I was saving for the race. But Bam Bam said he's got some tires, but we might not need them because it's going to be raining, I think, dude. What about cutting your own grooves in the tires like they used to do in MotoGP?
I don't think it's legal. That's, I think they have to be like factory.
Right.
Cut.
Because the DO, you can make it like a DOT tire, you know what I mean? Just like cut a few grooves in it so when it's not pouring down rain, you know, and it is in between, you've got like a a road tire on a car, you know what I mean? You cut some grooves in it.
Right. Yeah, no. It says open tire, but I'm pretty sure that refers to like a spec.
I'll go buy
rain tire.
You know, because they sipe them. We can take them into the tire shop and have them siped. Right? Is that what it's called? Siped? They cut them. They cut little grooves in them. They do it with brand new tires. Yeah, they
do. We used to do that on
tires.
My dad's race car, racing dirt. You just cut razor blade knife blades in there, and it'll start to feather. It's enough there to give you traction.
Right. And that's what they used to do in MotoGP, man. They just freaking, they had this tool and it was like a wedge, you know, like a razor blade wedge, you know, and it just went down about an eighth inch and went, and they just, it was like almost like a planer. You know what I mean? They ran it across and made grooves in them. It was sick. They take regular slicks. So I don't know. Maybe that's an idea. We try to take a pair and do that, you know, see what happens. Because, and here we are talking about it on air again. That's illegal. Don't do that. It's not illegal. Do that. See, I'm trying to confuse them. I'm getting really confused by your antics right now. So I'm just going to keep on keeping on. But, all right, we're probably boring tonight, huh? We're just talking like we freaking haven't talked to each other in a month. Hump day with Harrell. We're hanging out with Phil. Big race is coming up, 3-hour enduro. It's going to be fun. They've got 2 3-hours. The 4 strokes are going in the morning, and the 2 strokes are going in the afternoon. So it's going to be fun, man. Show up in the morning and go win. That's what we're going to do. So
yep.
You guys should do the same. You know, why wouldn't you? Go try to win. We need somebody to race with. There's going to be some good teams there. Trust me. I know of a couple teams that but if it's raining, I don't know how many people will really go, you know? I don't know. People don't do it, huh?
Probably not. There'll probably be some people bail out.
Here, let's play a sissy song then for the sissies that ain't going to go if it rains, all right? This is Hump Day with Harrell. That's Phil Hand. I'm Harrell. And you're listening to us exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Sissy song, see?
Pop's Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the Can and the Marlboro Man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life drive. Think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones.
I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting.
What up, y'all? Man, did I mess that song up or what? How long has that one been playing, Phil? How long has it been over?
A while.
Just a minute.
My bad. I was talking to Johnny Motivator, bud. He's on the horn. We've got Johnny Mo. Let me cue him in here. What's up, Johnny? How you doing, brother?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good. Really good. Man, I haven't talked to you in a minute. Johnny's just like a really, really busy guy. If he's not training, he's training. If he ain't training, he's training. You know what I'm saying? He's got people training. He's got people over here training. He's got this today. I mean, you're just a busy, busy guy. It was,
I try to keep busy.
You do a good job of it, man. I went in there for my first time and, I was real intimidated, Phil. I was like, I showed up and there's these muscle heads in there and I'm like, oh geez, there's girls in there bench pressing 400 pounds. You know what I mean? Maybe not 400, but so I was a little intimidated, you know, but, man, Johnny, you just made me feel right at home. I mean, it was like to the point where you're making fun of everybody else. It's kind of like, oh, they're not doing this right. They're not doing that. It's like, oh, okay. All right. I learned a lot. I learned so much that first night of what to do, what not to do. I was hurting the next day. Not my muscles weren't that sore, but my knees were sore, man. I had a rough week.
Yeah, they were sore.
Yeah, and but I got to build that muscle around it. You know, I'm going to be sore, you know?
Yeah, it's rough when the knees are bad, you know. It's hard to get around that.
Right.
You know?
Right. But we're going to do it, right? We're going to get stronger. And
yeah, we'll keep working on it, man. It's not going to happen overnight, that's for sure. It's not going to happen overnight.
He said, I'm going to be a challenge. That's what he said, Phil.
He's a little beat up, though.
I'm not sure how to take that one. You know what I mean? It's. No, seriously, man. I've got some really, really bad knees, and I mean they're bad. It's like I can't even walk in the mornings. You know what I mean? It takes me at the end of the day after work. I'm like I can hardly walk. You know, so it is going to be difficult because I can't really do a ton of that. You know, but I can do upper body. And I can do cardio probably, you know, and get on a bike maybe or
and you
or
can
something.
Diet.
I don't know. And I can what?
You could diet.
I could diet. That's huge. Hey,
yeah,
I had a couple rock stars, dude. In the last week, I had two. And I used to have two a day. And
oh,
I had two
good.
When
that's
I was
good.
At the racetrack. So I went cold turkey, dude. It was like I was sick. My body was tripping out, dude, that I didn't have all that stuff in me. Mm-hmm. So I'm still waiting for a diet plan. I get that diet plan, right? Because then I can start like getting to it a little more. I'm gonna try, man. I really am. It's tough. You almost got to make your food everywhere you go.
Yeah, you have to make your food in advance. You have to make
right,
the only
right.
way you're going to be able to stay on a diet is make it in advance.
Yeah,
right.
And be prepared. Yep.
A lot of discipline.
Yeah, there is a lot
right.
of discipline. But if you have the food there, you'll eat it, and that's all you'll eat. You know, if it's made.
Right.
And so you have to be prepared. You got to prepare yourself for success. That's all.
That's what I always say. You set yourself up for success. Don't set yourself up for failure right out of the gate. So, but like I said, I went in and, you know, he had me on some few different machines, you know what I mean? And, man, I found out how really weak my legs are, you know. They're really weak because they've been just broken for so long. I haven't been able to use them, so they're just getting weaker and weaker and weaker over the years, you know. So it was tough, man. It really was. But we'll get my upper body going a little better, and we'll get the legs going a little bit because I'm going to get new knees here real soon, and we'll get some cardio going. We only got, let's see, December, rest of November, count that over, December, January, February, and we start racing in March.
Okay.
You know, so our off season's really not that off. You know what I mean? And we're doing some races in between, you know, at the end of our season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be good, though. I can't wait. I'm gonna really try hard. You hear that, listeners? I'm gonna try hard. When you guys see me next year, and I'm just ripping off laps, consistent one after the other, you're gonna go, "What the heck happened?" I'm gonna say, "Well, you haven't met Johnny Motivator, have you? You want to be like Mike? Oh, like me? You want to be like me? You better go see Johnny Mo because he's the man that makes you like this." Tell us a little bit about the techniques and stuff that we saw. That was kind of interesting to me, you know, because I've seen muscle heads my whole life in the gym, just powerlifting and, like you said, bouncing on the bottom of squats. And why don't you tell listeners a little bit about the proper technique and why it's important and things like that, Johnny?
Yeah, the proper form and technique on lifts have gone a little ballistic. And what I mean by that is just what you said. They'll go down with control on the squat, and then right when they reach a certain point, they'll just let it go and bounce to get momentum to bring them back up. But every time you do that, you're putting the weight distribution is now going to your joints and your spine, and that's not a good thing. And like I told you before, Harrell, that when it comes to the brakes on the car, you know, the more you wear them down, the more you wear them down. And if you don't pay attention to them, before you know it, you're going to screw up your rotors. And by doing that,
then
you're just bone on bone. And that's when you're going to find out when it's too late, you know. And these young kids are just out of control with the weightlifting. And they're doing powerlifting in the wrong fashion in my eyes, because we only lifted, when we powerlifted, we only did our power movements once a week. So that's less torque on the joints.
Yeah, I mean, it trips me out. You know how you work out less and get better results? I mean, it's like, how does that work? I don't understand that.
Because you
lost
do it
Johnny
long.
Moe. Lost Johnny Moe. Well, anyways. Well, it's just the control too. What he was telling me, Phil, like, you know, when we're doing everything, when I was in there, he's like real slow going up and hold it for a second, and then real slow going down, then real slow. You know, like everything's control. You know what I mean? I'd start going and like trying to hurt the jerk to get it up there, and you know, get my last few in, and he'd go, no, control, control. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? It's control. But
I think he's
really
cool.
Right,
like I say. Absolutely.
Right. There he is. Hey, brother. How you doing?
Hey, I got disconnected. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We thought you were just done with us, and you said, "Forget these guys. They're never gonna make it."
No.
No, but
you guys
we
are
were just
awesome,
talking.
Man, you know, I go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
All right, so you know, the thing about the power movement today is a lot of them are unnecessary unless you're competing in powerlifting. So why beat up your joints like that if you're not going to compete? You know, if you have something to go for, then I can understand you doing it. You know, but why take the chance and destroy your joints when you're not going to even compete and use it? You know, in a fashion where it'll benefit. You know? It doesn't make sense, but you know,
like,
you're gonna have those extremes,
right? To me, it's like when a new guy comes to get into construction, he's just a kid. I'm like, he's like, he wants to use a saw, and I'm like, dude, you're not even using a saw. You're probably not even gonna do construction. And if you're gonna cut off a finger, you better damn well make sure you're doing construction. You know what I mean? So don't even touch a saw. You're gonna be gone in 2 weeks. You're gonna hate it. You can't cut it. So don't even cut with a saw. Then you'll go through life without a finger, and you're not even a carpenter. You know what I'm saying? So the same thing, you know. Just like a football player, you know, they take big risk. Any sport anymore, you know, motocross, you know, superbikes, they take big risk, but they've got something they're working for, you know. I mean, there's chances you could die, but that's their job, you know, that extreme. So, but a lot of the guys are just doing it because they want to be tough guys, I guess, huh? That's what all they're doing. They want to be the biggest, toughest dude.
Yeah, so you know they want to show it on YouTube, I guess. That's the latest thing.
Is that
right?
What we do?
And that's what
are we going to get me on YouTube?
Yeah, that's where everybody's.
You don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy that does it right and can do.
Oh no, I
want to
be on YouTube.
Life, you know, when you're
looking
70
in the mirror.
Years old.
That's right. 70, right? That's what
right.
You said. You want to be able to do the same weight when you're 70. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
there was an old guy.
You say, look at this 70-year-old. You know.
There was a guy out there at the track. I think he was, I don't want to say old guy, but he was like 57 or 58. And he was riding a supermoto bike. And, that guy was in some shape. That old dog was, he stayed out there forever. He came in, he's barely sweating. He's just like, he was in some shape, man. I was tripping. I come in just dripping sweat. I'm sweating up a storm. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm a sweater.
Yeah.
Give me a rock star.
Yeah, I stopped those, dude. I don't do them. It's kind of weird. It sucks. It's kind of the first couple days, because I just quit cold turkey. Dude, I was not feeling good the first couple days. You know what I mean? I was trying to eat better and not eat fast food. And I was hungry. I'd wake up in the morning so hungry. What's for breakfast around here, Johnny? What about breakfast?
Breakfast.
What do we do
know,
for
you could
breakfast?
I got a great breakfast for you. It's half a cup of oatmeal, okay? A cup of berries, like blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, and then
my
you get to do.
Love that.
And then you do a Think Thin bar. It's a protein bar, and you take that'll
okay.
take care of your sweet tooth. And you put the.
What about a muscle
bar
milk?
Inside the oatmeal, muscle milk. You're better off eating some food. You know, I'd rather people eat the food than drink it. I mean,
right,
if you're in
right.
a fix, okay. But you know, I'd rather you eat the food. You'll feel
right,
more
right,
fulfilled
okay.
with food than a drink. You know.
Yeah, it don't fill me up. Like I say, my body's just feeding off itself right now, so I'm okay. But it thinks it's hungry. It's really not.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, I'm going to put that menu together for you. I'll get it out to you.
All right.
You know,
all right.
And,
cool.
You're coming in this week, right? You're coming in this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Tomorrow, right? Is it
okay.
tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
It is, huh?
So I was.
I can probably get out of there a little earlier tomorrow than I did last time. So.
Okay.
I don't know what. If you're.
Okay.
Are you going to be there just doing your thing?
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. And we'll do upper body, you know?
Okay, cool. We can do some legs, too. I'm not scared, you know? I don't mind doing legs.
I
don't mind.
I want to get you an upper body, though. I got to teach you that stuff, too.
Right. You know what muscles I use a lot in the cart is, like, my neck,
forearms.
Back and stuff. Well, and the forearms, too. But you really don't want to hold on too tight. You don't really want to – you want to turn the cart, but you just want to hold on real loose. You know what I mean? If you're getting arm pump, you're probably holding on too tight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's more of like legs pushing on the front because, you know, you push on those instead of pushing on your steering wheel. So you hold yourself in, and then my middle and my back and lower back, that all, like, is under G's the whole time. You know what I mean? And my neck.
Right.
So just,
yeah,
you know,
we'll
kind of telling you when – what do you say, Phil? Is that a fair assessment? That's what's always hurting on me when I get done.
Sounds like you need a lot of work.
Come on. What do you mean? Who had sore ribs for a week? Okay.
Hey.
Well, two weeks.
That was rough.
That was rough.
But
I know. I'm feeling
it. I started doing push-ups and sit-ups and some crunches and stuff, and I'm in good shape now.
Oh, all of a sudden you're just in good shape.
There you go.
Okay. I'm going to start hitting it hard, man. I got to go in there. I'm going to pay for my membership tomorrow so I can go in other days and just go in and get on the bike and go in and, you know, I'm just going to copy whatever you just tell me to do. Johnny, that's what I'm going
to
do. You know, I
can
work out every other
day. That's what you need to do, brother.
Right? We can go every other day or something, right? Is that...
Absolutely.
All right. Because I don't necessarily need to be a big old huge buff dude. That's not what I want. You know what I mean? I just want to be strong.
You can go every day and not be the big old buff guy. You can go every day and just be fit.
That's true.
Right.
But you do want to give yourself a break, though. Give yourself a day off.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to overwork. You don't want to overwork your joints and overwork your muscles because – then you're just going to be weak. You got to stay strong. You see, and to be strong, you want to train the body parts once a week. And then the rest is cardio, you know.
Gotcha.
The rest is cardio. Pumping that main muscle, which is your heart, without the rock star. See, the rock star is what pumps your heart artificially. That pumps
I don't even know if it does that.
Well, it does, believe me. that's what it's made for. But it doesn't pump it in a good way.
Right, because I can drink two of those and go to bed.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That means you
work for Red Bull. I drink like 10 of those a day, 10 Red Bulls a day.
Oh, my God.
And I was pretty fit. I was in some good shape back then working for Red Bull. When I was working for Red Bull, I was in some decent shape.
So that's what happened.
You had a route?
I just kind of got a little older and not so good looking. That's why I don't work for them no more. You know, they need young, good looking people, and I kind of am old and not good looking.
You get a little too critical on yourself.
But anyways, man, I'm really glad that you're on here this week. Everybody, this is at it's called The Gym. It's over off of Bradshaw. Why don't you tell us a little bit about there so we can get people in the right direction, Johnny?
Yeah, it's called The Gym, and it's on Business Park Drive, right off of Bradshaw on 50. You could Google it. You'll see it right away. It's a 24-hour facility. There is you get a key to the gym once you sign up. That's pretty much how it goes.
24 hours, huh?
Yeah, you could go anything. No excuses.
So if I go at 11 o'clock at night, then there's going to be 12 o'clock at night. There'll be no one there, huh?
No, there'll be people there. Oh, yeah. You know, we got people from all walks of life, man. We got people there 3, 4 in the morning, you know, working out. We got people there 2 in the morning coming off of a shift or whatever,
right.
You know, working the graveyards. So, right. Yeah, you get people at different times, all different times.
What's the deadest time in there?
Well, you know, late. Of course, you know, 1, 2 in the morning is the deadest time, but there'll be people there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right, I'm going to go late, you know what I mean? Because I don't like to sleep very much anyways for some reason. I'm like midnight to 5, you know, try to get up. I get up about 5 and midnight to 5, 5 hours, that's all you need, 6 hours.
Yeah, that's about it.
While I'll slam down 7, you know, and get 7 solid hours of sleep. It's like, dang, that's a treat.
Well, that's hard
what
to
about
do
you,
sometimes.
Right.
Dude, you're pushing my bedtime right now, but I'll be up at 4.
4, so you get up an hour earlier. You need your 8 hours of sleep, huh? You're grumpy.
Yeah, I get a little grumpy sometimes.
I've seen it. Have a Snickers.
Yep.
But, all right, well, hey, let's play a quick song. We'll play one more song. We'll give you guys a little break, and we'll be back with Johnny Motivator. I can't say enough good things about my first time at the gym. You know, it's been since – I can't even tell you how long it's been since I worked out. You know, all of my life I've always been working out, you know, racing mountain bikes and racing skis and racing motorcycles. And everything I've done is just like all just conditioning, doing the sport, you know. And nowadays you got to train, man. You got to – want to be up there in front because that's what everyone else is doing, you know, and that's why we got Johnny Motivator on here, and we got Phil Hand with us too. So I'm Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, and you're listening to us exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of sweet songs. See the love in my woman's eye, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind that I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of sweet sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get a little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Train. the boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl.
Songs are kind of all right. That first song that I said was a sissy song. I ended up being a pretty cool one. That's like a little rap in there, and I like that one. That guy's all right. I take that back. Only the first part was a sissy song. So, but anyways, Johnny Motivator's with us. Johnny, how we doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
You always are doing great, man. That's
you gotta be positive in this world, man. The world's crazy right now.
That's right.
It's
got to
be a positive influence.
And I am pretty impositive, you know. I really am. That's where I don't lack. You know what I mean? I can not stress about things because it is what it is. You know what I mean? I might even stress for a minute, but then you got to get over it and move on. You only have the present, Johnny. All right.
That is right,
man. Man, I've been using that one a lot, bro. I've been using that one a lot.
Yeah.
Use it on both the kids already. Both the kids already, you know. I said you can't change the past and the future. You got to change now. You can't do it in the future, you know. So you got to, all you got is the present. You even got to work on the future in the present, you know.
That's right, brother.
So that's all you got. That's a good one, man. But did you listen to the last show we did, Phil?
I didn't get it. Oh, Phil.
Yeah. They're doing push-ups. Phil's doing push-ups and shit. Johnny charges you for talking on the phone, dude, and doing push-ups, okay? If he starts telling you how to do push-ups, we're going to have to charge you, all right?
I was starting to do sit-ups. Sorry.
Okay, well, you're doing them all wrong. What's he doing wrong? He's doing sit-ups. First thing, right, Johnny?
Yeah,
you don't do sit-ups.
That's wrong. Right there.
See?
Yeah, stick with the crunches.
That's
$5. Like you said earlier.
Yep.
Stick with the crunches. You know, okay, folks, let me give you a little heads up here. This is how I see it. Everybody right now is looking for, you know, the quick fix, and there is no quick fix, okay? You have to work at it just like anything else in life that you do. You know, you just work hard at it, you do it correctly, and you'll get the most benefit out of it. If you do it incorrectly, it'll take you a lot longer to get there. You'll get frustrated, and you might get injured in the process. So you're not going to want to do it incorrectly. Now, people are watching YouTube and watching these guys, you know, do exercises and how to do them and all that, and they'll look at them and they'll say, wow, they're in great shape. They must know what they're talking about. Well, 99% of them don't, okay? What they're doing is they're in great shape because either they know how to diet correctly and they're doing their cardio, and, you know, you're going to get results if you beat your joints up. There's no doubt about that. You're going to get results, all right? But it's going to take you a lot longer to get there. So if you do it with time efficiency, you do it correctly, you do a proper form technique, and that's how you get there a lot faster. That's the quickest way to get there.
You listening to that, Jackie? Jackie, are you listening to this? Because she's over there on some online workout thing right now. So, and you just said 90% of them are doing it wrong, so she's probably not in the 1 percentile or 10 percentile.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty bad out there right now. Things need to change in the fitness world because more and more people get injured, you know.
Right,
they need
right.
To change.
More and more people working out, right, because they want to be in
absolutely.
Shape.
Absolutely. The biggest trend that went around that should have never went around is train like an athlete. Okay, not everybody's an athlete, so you shouldn't train like one, okay? Athletes' workouts are pretty grueling. And, you know, they're doing it for a purpose. They're getting paid millions of dollars to do it, you know? So, you know, for beating up their joints, $1 million, they're looking at it, just get replacements, you know, no big deal. But
right,
if you're not
got good
getting
insurance.
Millions of dollars, you're not getting paid millions of dollars, why are you doing that to yourself, you know?
Right, and still need those knee replacements, right?
Yeah, you're still going to need them. You know, it's unfortunate how the way it's going. So hopefully I'm looking on forward to making changes in the fitness world. And hopefully you heard my name here. And, hey, I remember him on, you know, Earl's show. Wow, look what he's done.
Right.
You know?
And that's what's going to happen, Johnny. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're going to have build a fan base here. And then they're going to go, wow, that guy was no joke, man. You know what I mean?
That's the direction
of
the
you know,
friend.
He's a personal trainer, folks, all right? So, he charges. You know, it's not the cheapest thing in the world, but it's not the most expensive thing in the world, but it's definitely going to build your everything twice as fast as if you went and did it by yourself and just tried to do it and not know what you're doing, you know? And the dieting.
And you won't get
it. He sets up it's just, I can't say it enough, you know what I mean? How many people were doing it wrong in the gym, you know what I mean, that I didn't even know. Just people you're pointing out. See how that's going? You know, just showing me, like, what not to do. You know what I mean? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do this. Oh, that guy's okay. That guy's all right. You know what I mean? You could do that. You know? So
right.
It was just huge. You know, it was huge. And those little things like that are going to go a long ways. Because you can go in the gym, you're just going to – you got to remember that. Control. You know what I mean? Going slow. And I got to remember that. And don't watch other people because I'll start wanting to lift harder and faster and just – because I'm a dude. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, we get our testosterone rolling. Ah, rah, rah, rah. We go bigger, faster, better, you know?
Man,
I got to put on outside and just keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, you know? But I am. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Phil's making me nervous over there. He said he did another 100 push-ups during that song. I couldn't do 100 push-ups.
That a boy.
Now.
That a boy, Phil. Did you do them slow or fast?
How's that?
Did you do them slow or fast?
Because fast is the best way.
I pace myself.
No, you got to do them
slow.
The slower you do them, the better. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do push-ups fast. You want to control them and you want to do them slow. It's a lot harder. You won't get 100, but you'll feel like you did 100. You know. It's the that's the biggest.
That's another $5. Another $5.
Yeah.
Right? Also,
that's the biggest fitness problem today is that everybody's doing it backwards. They're doing the weights fast and they're doing their cardio slow. When it needs to be the other way around, you need to do your weight slow and your cardio fast. You need to move your butt on cardio with a good resistance and get a great workout, you know, and you could really huff and puff on that. And then, you know, when it comes to the weights, you need to control every single movement. Otherwise, your joints are going to get the distribution of the weight. It's going to move from your muscle to your joints if you're not controlling it with your muscle. I mean, it's all common sense. This is something that, you know, when it's explained correctly, people are like, that makes a lot of sense. You know? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So full control, folks. Control your movements. Should be no herky-jerky, no bounce, no moving around, no swinging, no rocking, no rolling, none of that. Should be full control.
Right. And everything that I did with you, Johnny, I got to tell you guys out there, you know, we've been talking about my knees and both of them. They need to be replaced, but whatever. But what he had me doing on the certain machines that he did and the exercises I did, it was no pressure on my knees, man. It wasn't. It wasn't like I was squatting me. It was like it was just different. I don't know. So
yeah,
it was awesome. Just to, so if you're a little nervous out there and you're saying, yeah, I got some bad knees, it's hard for me. Well, I know because it's hard for me. You know what I mean? So, but Johnny makes it so. There's still exercises you can do to get yourself stronger and better. Pretty soon you'll be able to do more because you're building that muscle. So it's real important, man. I can't wait actually, you know, to see the results and see, because I know I'm just going to feel 1,000 times better once I get a little core strength back in me and build up a little legs. I know my knees are going to feel better. I'm going to lose weight, so it's going to feel better. You know, everything's just going to be a bonus. It's going to be a good all the way around.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited. I would like to be down to my fighting weight. I want to be 185, 190. That's where I should be.
Well, let's get you there.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 20 pounds, you know.
Piece of cake.
Right. That's just probably not getting Big Macs. I can lose that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Big Macs and Rockstars, you cut those out and I'll be good.
Yeah, you'll be in shape.
But I am eating a cheese quesadilla right now from Alberto's.
Yeah, Alberto's. You go with the chicken burrito on that.
Don't tell me
Alberto's
burrito.
Chicken burrito.
I got to eat all chicken, huh?
Not the supreme. No, you can eat beef. It needs to be the lean beef. You know, the good stuff. You need to, you know, eat filet mignon, and you need to eat, you know, the very lean ground beef if you're going to eat it. You know, that's the best meat out there.
I could probably slow down on the meat, too, a little bit, you know?
Yeah, if you're eating it constantly, yeah, take your time off on it.
Right, because I have. I'm probably clogged all up with all that fake meat and processed crap, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not good for you, folks. Not good for you.
No, not at all, man. Really. It's like, makes me nervous, you know? So I am getting older, you know? I do race the master's class.
Don't be nervous.
That's all
the information
it is.
That's all.
Right.
Just got to make changes.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, folks, you know? And I really want to encourage anybody out there listening, too. You know, that's what you do. You know what I mean? You get some help, and you do what you do because you want to be around. I know you guys got kids, and you got this, and you know, being in shape, even if it's just a little bit, you know. Steve Kemp is a perfect example. He told me his first race he came out this year, it was hard. He said he fell on his face, man. He just couldn't even, it was terrible. He's like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I couldn't really finish my race. And so he went home after that. And I think, how old Steve? Phil, do you know? He's like 64 or something.
Yeah, right in there, 62, 64.
Right, but you know he's pretty good shape. He's in good shape. He's a, you know, he's an old racer. He's been a champion before, and he said he went home and just started doing. He called them jail push-ups, where you know you use the side of your desk. You don't get out on, you know. And he started doing those, and he said he came home for like 15, 20 minutes every night, And he said, man, it came back pretty quick. You know what I mean? He started getting better, and he's all so much better now. So there's a good example right there. An older gentleman, you know what I mean? He's 62. He's not old. He's just an older gentleman, wise gentleman, you know, whatever, however you want to call him, a wise guy. He said it came back, you know, and it got way easier. Now he's ripping around the track. He's doing good. He's racing around with the kids. And so, I mean, it just takes a little bit of work, folks. That's it. You know, Johnny will tell you. You want to look like Johnny? When he's ready to compete, you're probably going to have to go more than a little bit.
Yeah, just more than a little bit. Yeah, you got to go all the way.
Man.
When you compete.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to be the toughest test in anybody's life to get on stage. Definitely
That's
the toughest mental test you have to go through.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. You know, I hate to cut this short, but I got to be up at 3 in the morning.
Hey, you're not cutting it short, bud, because I got to be up at 5, and Phil's got to be up at 4, so that's 3, 4, 5. We got it covered, right? Anybody want to get up at 6 out there? Let us know. All right?
Sounds good. Hey,
but,
Phil, nice
hey, once again,
your voice.
Thank you so
nice
much.
You.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you, Johnny Motivator. You are you're an inspiration, and I mean, I hope people out there are just taking that to heart, you know what I mean? Because what he's doing for you folks is giving you good insight on a lot of things, you know what I mean? Nutrition and fitness. And that's what this whole month's about with Johnny Motivator over there at the gym. All right. So thanks, Johnny. And we'll definitely be talking to you tomorrow. I'll give you a call during the day and let you know. It'll probably be around 4 o'clock is when I'm trying to get there.
Sounds good.
All right, my brother. I look forward to it. All right, have a good rest of your night.
You hey, you all too, right. Guys. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. That's Johnny Motivator, people. He's a really good dude, man. He really is. Really nice guy. And you see him, and he's just like, you can just see through his, like, sweats and stuff that he's just a thick, thick dude. He's thick. He's thick. I seen pictures he was showing me when he was, like, bodybuilding when he was, like, 19. And he's got, like, a six-pack of, like, golf balls. Size, you know what I mean? It's like, holy jeez, dude. But anyways, fitness, huge. Nutrition, huge, okay? Get it through your heads. Someone get it through my head. My lady's trying. She's doing it. But, I mean, encourage your people, you know what I mean? Encouragement, that's huge. You know, you got to encourage people. Not like Phil encourages me. You know what I mean? Different.
Yeah, if you
want to
go for ice cream,
I mean,
after the show?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, ice cream after the show, for sure.
We can get sugar-free, right?
No. Chocolate syrup and caramel.
Oh. Well, you know what? He said I can still go to Alberto's and get the chicken. So that's good. But I'll bet that won't be on the menu when he gives me the, you know, what I'm going to eat. But I'm going to try. I'm going to lose at least 15 pounds. I'm going to be one.
I mean,
no,
you,
yeah, I'll be 15. I don't know how much I weigh right now.
I think
I might be about 215. I was 208 or 212. I think I was 212 on the scale at the weigh house. You were there that day, weren't you? Wasn't I like 212 or something? Can we weigh you too?
Yeah, but it was way off.
It was? It was heavy, huh?
For you, yeah.
Well, everywhere else I go, I take off weight. You know what I mean? I take off a weight. So I don't have any weights on my. I don't have to worry about taking off any weight now. I have about an eighth tank of gas and no weights. I'm still over 10 pounds.
That's what you need to work
like
on.
I'm 390 right now.
Care.
No weight. I'm like perfect right now for my cart weight.
No, shed 10 to 15. You're going to feel better.
Oh, yeah, I will.
You'll,
I know I will. Like I was saying, my knees will feel it. Everything will feel it.
You just add the weight to your cart, and you'll feel better, and you'll be faster. For sure.
All right. Well, Man, that excites me. I really get excited. But don't forget about the racing we got. We got a lot of racing coming up. All right, it's going to be a fun weekend. And actually, Sim Raceway up there and in Sonoma, it's a fun one you can go watch. You know what I mean? You can go see that one. You know, it's like open. You can see the whole track kind of almost. So it's pretty neat. But and this weekend, Atwater, I wish Garwood, man, he's not listening, but he would call in and tell us a little bit about that. It said something about a triple threat, I think. So I guess I could look at the text that he sent. It's a triple threat. It's like, I think they do three races. That's what they do. Well, my phone's dead, so
like
we don't
throughout
get
the weekend.
That.
Like not all on the
Excuse
same
me?
Day, or like throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
Like a dirt race and an asphalt race kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
separate.
I think so.
That'd be kind of cool.
For real. Right, it would, huh? But
I'm
it's gonna be raining.
Look that up. Oh, possibly. That's true, but I'm still
they
looking
won't run
it
the
up.
Dirt in the rain, right?
I have to look it up. I'm gonna look it up.
At any cost, we need to go to Sonoma one day. You know what I mean? Even if we just get up early and go there and go drive for an hour and go get soaking wet and drive home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm game
not
that,
for that far. You know, then
as
we get some laps around there
the
in the rain.
Yeah. Just do it.
I need it anyways. You know what I mean? I need to go through that thing. So I'd go through it anyways.
All
Only
right.
thing we got to do is
I'm
build
back.
A thing for the filter. Then we can do like four or five laps and you can come in and then we can switch and we'll practice pit stops too. Because I got
to
jump out and you got to jump in.
Are you going to jump out?
Right?
All right.
Jump? Sorry. I mean, I can't jump. I'm gonna roll out.
That's what
I was
getting at.
Grab me by the arms. You guys just grab me by the arms and pull me up and back. Then you go run and jump in.
Lift your feet up and roll you right out the back. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Right. I'll just put up my arms. Oh, yeah, huh? Just lift my feet up and you'll grab my feet and just roll and flip me right out of there. Oh, man. I'm not that fat.
No.
Kind of, yeah. I am.
Johnny's going to have you close before then. He'll get you in there. You'll be jumping
He's gonna
out.
What?
Johnny's going to get you all put together before then.
What do you
He'll
mean?
Have you jumping
together.
Out, Kurt.
Oh, Johnny Motivator.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm telling you, you know, I mean, I just do a little stuff for the next 2 weeks, dude. I'm going to feel better.
I think you will.
I know I will. You know, and I don't eat this junk. I eat so much junk. People don't eat the food like I do, man. It's terrible. I mean, I'm not like huge fat. You know what I mean? It's not. I'm just like, I call it skinny fat. I'm kind of like skinny fat. Maybe I'm a little over skinny fat, too. You know what I mean? Because I've known, like, skinny dudes that are just, like, fat. They're just, like, mush piles, you know what I mean? Not a ounce of muscle on them. Girls, too, you know? Where they're just, like, no muscle on them. It's crazy. And that's how I'm getting. I got upper arms because I swing my hammer and I carry wood and I do that, but I ain't got no core strength. It went away. So we're going to work on that. You watch. I'm excited. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to do 100 push-ups. That's what's up.
Well,
I don't know if I've ever. I did 100 push-ups before. I used to do them when I was on vacation. What? What are you laughing at? You know,
well,
on vacation.
100 push-ups on your vacation. Like you're dreaming
yeah,
or something.
Like, I don't know. Oh, here we go. All right, we're going to play another song, and we'll be right back. That's Phil Hamm. That was Johnny Motivator. I am Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell. Thanks for hanging out. If we're boring you guys tonight, I apologize, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's what's, you know, live radio. It's live. It's not like we can take a break and go, okay, let's go back and record or cut stuff out or, you know what I mean? There's none of that. So we're just live, you know. People can listen to it on the podcast, and you should go back and listen to all our shows. But, man, it just makes it more exciting, you know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. So we'll be right back. Hump Day with Harrell on a Monday.
Fire.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that had kicked the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool, cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. You can buy me a boat.
Buy me a boat. Everybody needs a boat. It's a little fishing boat, but everybody needs a boat. But all right, well, we're going to cut a little short tonight here. There's a lot of stuff to do in the studio here. We got to wrap things up. So, man, thanks for hanging out, you guys. That was Johnny Motivator. What do you think of Johnny Motivator, Phil?
I think he's pretty cool. He's got a lot of good advice and a lot of knowledge, and I think he's going to whip you into shape.
Nice. Nice. He's going to whip you into shape, too. You already owe me $10. Don't forget, all right? He told you how to do two things. You got to pay, Jack. But, Phil, thank you for hanging out tonight. I appreciate you. I always a joy to have you on the show. I mean, it's like sucks without you anymore. You've been just such a regular. But and then thank you, listeners, man. And this is when I, you know, give Harrell's 2 cents. And I think, you know, tonight I just feel like dedication, like patience, you know, because you got to have that. You can't just expect results right away. It's not going to happen, you know. And I'm saying that for myself too, folks. You know what I mean? It's not like I got all this stuff. When I talk about it with you guys, I'm telling myself too. So dedication, you know what I mean? That's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to dedicate myself to eating better and working out a little bit, and trying to get back in a little bit of shape. You know what I mean? Because it's everything. It is everything. Remember, you are what you eat. So Johnny always says, you know, you are what you eat, you know. So you're eating Big Macs, you're a big fat Big Mac, you know what I mean? If you're eating like Big Macs like I do, eat Big Macs. I mean, I can eat three of them, no problem, but I don't. But anyways, dedication to those kids, you know, and the sports they do. That's what your parents do, dedication to the kids, you know what I mean? It's all about dedication. Dedicated to your parents, you know what I mean? Kids, you know, because you got to pay attention. You got to do what they say. That's dedication too. All right. So thanks for hanging out. I'll see you guys Wednesday. Enjoy the first part of your week. We'll get through it. We're going to head out too on probably Saturday, go up to Sonoma if anybody wants to go out and go do some rain driving. We might just stay local. I don't know. We probably are going to go up there, though. It's not that far. So have a good rest of your week. Thanks for hanging out. I'm Harrell. That's Phil Hand. This is Hump Day with Harrell. We sure appreciate you guys. All right.
And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't.